Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Anonymous.
Subject, practice test score jump. Hi guys, I've been studying for the LSAT since late November and will be sitting for this week's January LSAT administration. I knew that the January test was coming up, Ben, because classes have been stuffed with people. Did you notice that yesterday?
Yeah, I
did. Were you like full yesterday?
Yep, very full.
It's human nature, man, but that is not good. That is not good that the classes are twice as full the week before the test.
They should be full 3 months or more.
Exactly. It's crazy. I'm like, how many of you are taking the January test? Everybody raises their hand. It's like, okay, that test is coming up this weekend and now you're in class.
Yep.
Sitting for this week's January LSAT administration. I know this is suboptimal, but I'm only shooting for a 160 plus, so I'm not too terribly concerned. I scored 168 on my last practice test, number 91, with a 165 a few weeks ago on prep test 90. Well, shit, if all you need is a 160 plus, this seems like a layup.
You're set. Mm-hmm.
Both of these scores are decently higher than my scores on lower numbered PTs in the 70s and 80s, where I was averaging 159 with a high of 161. I'm wondering if these scores are a fluke. No. If the tests are just easier. No. Or if these scores are representative of test day performance. Well, I don't know, because I don't know how you're going to perform on test day. But I will tell you that what I think is going on here is that you have gotten better at the LSAT.
Yeah.
It's super common that kids are like, oh, I scored high on that one, but the one I just did, but that's an easy one. No.
Doesn't it seem like the games have gotten even easier?
Sure.
So yeah, it's very possible that if this person's weakness is games, these recent tests are helping in that regard, but it's not going to be that significant.
I don't think it's going to be that significant. The games in the 70s and 80s were also easy. And maybe they are even easier now, as you've been saying. Maybe they have subtly been moving toward the post-logic games world, that you can do in your head, since they think they have to give us now games that are we can do in our head.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's what they've already been
trying to
kind
make
of subtly doing.
The shift not as draconian when it happens or sharp.
Who knows?
Or yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the point is, I've seen so many students improve over time and then not be able to believe that they're that good. They just default to, oh, that must have been an easy test. I must have got lucky on that one.
Yep.
No. You've been studying, right? I mean, you've been learning. It feels like you're learning. You feel like you're getting the clicks. Like, you feel like you're making progress. And, well, guess what? On your next test, then there's going to be clicks that are coming at you more naturally because you're used to it, because you've been practicing.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the great information and teaching that you guys do. Seeing the test as learnable was a big step forward for my studying and scoring. Yeah, the next step is to realize that not only is the test learnable, but you have learned.
Yes.
I mean, you're not granting, like, you're getting that the test can be figured out. Well, okay, now you are doing it. You're figuring it out. You just... like, it's so hard to get a 168 from luck. And, you know, 165 and a 168, that's not luck. That's skill, and you seem to be solidly within the 160s. Now, does that mean that they can't possibly score 155 on this upcoming test?
No, they could, of course. Variance, but...
well, they real easily could if they try to do something different or extra.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like this correspondent is going to do that, though, because they're only shooting for a 160 plus, making it less about the score at this point.
Play your own game. Do the same thing you did when you got that 165. Do it the same way you did the 168. Calmly, carefully, one question at a time. I don't see any reason why you should regress. You got to treat the test, though, as if it's just another practice test. People get so like caught up in test day performance. You did prep test 90. You did prep test 91. This is prep test 92. Well, it's not, because we already have 92, don't we?
We have 93 as well. So yeah, it's like 94.
This is prep test 94.
Yep.
And as long as you just treat it like prep test 94, then I think you're totally fine.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.